Hey, bro, don't forget, it ain't the first 48, bro. It's 60 minutes, bro.
We heard a whole lot of lip service, but hey, anybody can do that. But between them lines,
we're coming to camp. You best not miss. Even the score now. We need a score now. Back on that wall, when you hear that call, you know it's going down. We play from beginning to ending, you know how we finish. Turn at the bank, gotta handle our business. We need the ball, so it's time to go get it. Play with your heart when you hit, make me feel it. Like, you know I'm with. Come to the bank and get out of line, we sending a blitz. Say, who you with? You know who I'm with. That purple and black, and when we attack, you know what it is.
You're not locked in this zone, zone 32. 32.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Zone 32 podcast. We got a full crew in store tonight. My name is Jake. His name is Rue. His name is Will. His name is Trippy. His name is Grant, the OG. Say what's up to the people.
You didn't even tell people what episode number it was. You count
episode
down from
108.
Five. You hold your
I ain't
hand
down
up
from six.
Like, no, but you hold your hand up like, yeah, I know how to count down from five, asshole. Like, you can just say the numbers.
Hey, first off, fuck you.
Nobody hears that. Nobody hears that.
Say what's up to the people. I ain't want you to say, oh, fuck you. So,
yeah, nah, that's fine. There you go. Yeah, that's right. See the man. See the populace of the building. The man of the people, Mr. Trippy, will say what's up to y'all.
But Drew, well, I don't know if I'm the man of the people.
He got bald hair on his face, so he ain't going to do that.
Trippy's public enemy number one right now because he doesn't
You know why?
I'm gonna stick with the Yuri method here. I'm not gonna call him by name anymore. Just number seven until he's gone. He's just number seven. Doesn't have a name. Has no name.
So here's a proposal that I recommended before we even started recording. We trade Rashad Bateman to the Las Vegas Raiders. At that point, he can grow his hair out. He can straighten it. He can turn it into a swoop. He can wear black clothes, maybe a little bit of pink on there and a Census Fail shirt. And then he can spend his time at Coachella and When We Were Young Fest. Because anyone who paints their nails black is a fucking emo kid. And I feel like it was popular in the mid-2000s.
I feel like we've done this topic to death. And the internet has been 10 times worse than us. I want to put this in a nice little bow for everybody and see if everybody's on board with me here. Cause we do talk a lot of shit about the nail painting, you know, douchebag number seven. I don't want him on the team because I hate his fucking attitude and he has completely failed as a number one pick. You know, bust, whatever word you want to use to describe that. He has not lived up to his draft stock. There is not a single human being on the face of the earth that can look you dead in the face and argue that and say that you're wrong because he just simply has not. If we can get rid of him and you can bring something that is going to be an upgrade to the wide receiver room, you make that trade 10 times out of 10. If the only thing you can get for him is, you know, like a seventh round pick and you're just going to be replacing trash with more trash, then, you know, I guess at this point, like, you can ride it out and see if you get a better comp pick. Under no circumstances do I want to pick up his fifth-year option, and under no circumstances do I want to extend him past this year. If he is on the roster this year, it's because we couldn't get anything better to replace him. I think we're all on board with that, right? Am I off base with that?
Well, I hope to God we can find him better than them to replace him.
I mean, right, because yeah, I guess. I don't like him being around because I feel like his vibe is bad for team morale, personally.
Man, you hanging around James Prochet, man. That should give you every fucking idea that you expect, like, trash.
There was arguments early in the week that he, like, wanted to be here and he's never requested a trade. I don't know if he's ever, you know, officially requested a trade. I don't know him personally. I can tell you that a lot of different people have told me essentially the same thing, that he has not wanted to be here for 2 years. The way he acts, the way he carries himself, it's very clear that he does not want to be here. He holds some kind of resentment to the team on how he's used. He kind of has that Jaquelin Dobbins syndrome where he blames everybody else for his own shortcomings. And Ravens have done some stuff wrong with him. That's fair. Like, if you want to blame the training staff early on and say that, you know, that was part of his issue coming back from injury, like, we had a well-documented problem with that. Fine, I can live with that. If he feels he's better suited to play inside and he's getting the majority of his snaps outside and he feels like he can, you know, be more of a problem playing inside and get open more, and that's a conversation that he approached respectfully or intelligently with the coaching staff, fine. I can live with that he's saying he's being used wrong. At some point, he needs to catch the fucking ball. You can be open and get all the fucking separation you want, but if you don't catch the ball when it's thrown to you, they're not going to keep throwing the ball your way. And so, like, that's on him. And it's the same thing as, you know, Jaquelin Dobbins thought he was owed all this shit when he did nothing to earn it. And I would say that Rashad Bateman's even fucking crazier for thinking that he's owed stuff. And like Will said, he is probably that bad for the vibes. Like, I really can't, you know, argue against that. Like, he's not – there's something off about him. And, like, this is the perfect time for a clean break. And I would hope that we are endlessly calling San Francisco and endlessly calling Denver, and we end up with Ayuk or Sutton for him. And just, you know, clean our hands and move on.
Keep talking about that man was going through problems and shit. Did Torrey Smith lose his brother early, like on a Monday morning, and he still went out and played? Come on.
Like,
it was the day before the game, I think.
It was the day before a game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was the day before that Patriots game.
Yeah. Was it a Sunday night or a Monday night or something?
It was a Sunday nighter.
The personal shit to me, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I don't have normal human emotions. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, like, suck it up and deal with your personal problems. Like, whatever, you got personal problems. Everybody's got personal problems.
Sorry, I just realized something. Max is putting our episodes on YouTube, and I just did a fist pump in the middle of us talking about personal problems. I'm watching the Orioles on another screen, and Grayson just got his fifth strikeout, so it hit a leg on one of my parlays. So I'm not rooting on anybody's brother dying. I just want to make that clear. Thank you.
Orioles are down like 18-0, I think.
But, seven nothing. But you know,
7-0, close game.
Well, real close. Listen, there's still money to be won. So anyway,
no. But in all honesty, whatever personal struggles he's going through, like, I'm not going to sit here and fucking trash the guy for him. Everybody's got shit going on. Like, at the end of the day, do your fucking job. That's really, you know, I watch the Ravens because I like watching football. I like the Ravens football team. I don't know most of these people personally. I don't know any of them personally. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, my personal life's different than yours and you got to deal with this. So just fuck off. And when you're in between the lines, play football. That's all I care about. Well, what are you doing on the field for me? Rashad Bateman doesn't do it for me on the field. It's that simple. I'm not going to trash him for being upset because he's got personal things going on in his life. Fine. Who the fuck cares, though? And the reality is that we drafted him in the first round to be a wide receiver one, and he is not that. And anybody who argues opposite of that is just fucking flat out wrong. And it really comes down to, do you want to gamble and see if he lives up to that wide receiver one potential in year four, or do you want to go a different direction? And I'm picking the other direction personally. That's me. Yep, I don't want him here anymore. I want Brandon Ayuk. I want Cortland Sutton. I want, if there's some fucking mystery wide receiver that's available that we don't know about, go get him. You know, and then it's a clean break for everybody. Rashad can go be happy somewhere else, and we can get a wide receiver that we want.
Yep. Totally.
Seattle out of DeKalen Metcalf.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's to me, okay. Whatever, yeah. There's a couple of, like, when you talk about moving on from Bateman, it's a mutual thing too. So we all agree, Bateman, talent-wise, it hasn't worked out. He does have talent. He's got something.
Yeah, he's got something. That's why he got drafted in the first round.
I said this earlier on Twitter. I wanted him, and Drew did too. Yep. Coach G over there didn't want him, and we all know that.
Grant was the biggest Rashad supporter coming out.
Yeah, well, you're nuts. I want to know parts of him. I thought he was talented, but I didn't get what everybody else saw.
No, and to be fair, for both sides of this, I sound like Donald Trump right now. Good people on both sides, but
can we be honest? Since you brought up Trump, of whose fault this is? There's one human being who sold all of, fucking Chibs.
Yep,
fucking another Florida resident with orange hair, and you know, fucking everything up. Without Chibs, nobody would have wanted Rashad Bateman. Maybe we wouldn't have picked Rashad Bateman, and we wouldn't be stuck.
So fuck you, to be fair. Coach G over there, he was right all along. The person who was the most right all along is Shane Ravens fan. That motherfucker had Bateman nailed all along. Man, he was so right. But I want to just be clear about this. I wanted Bateman before he was drafted. He got drafted. I was excited. I defended him through year one and year two. I had a public fight with, I think, RG3. A back and forth with RG3 on the timeline about how
that's not fair, because you would have fought RG3 about anything.
I'm just saying I called Bateman a wide receiver one after his start in year two, because he was playing so well to start year two, and then he got hurt. But so for people to say that I've been anti-Bateman is bullshit. I was very, very pro-Bateman, okay? But I'm fair, and Bateman just he never lived up to what he should be, and not only did he not live up to it, but he didn't put in the time and work and effort that a person who was drafted where he was drafted, the expectations that were placed on him, and then the opportunities that were afforded to him. Like, he was given the opportunity to be wide receiver one. He was given the opportunity, like, we didn't have to go get Odell Beckham Jr. We didn't have to do that. That was Bateman's job. He could have had that. We didn't have to go and spend $15 million on Odell. The reason Lamar wanted Odell is because Bateman just wasn't that guy.
We gave him the keys to a Lambo, and he drove the speed limit in the right lane.
Right, exactly. So now where I'm at with this guy is and the absolute nail in the coffin. Like, I was already very anti-Bateman because of the way he's acted, but the absolute nail in the coffin was OTAs came around. The first guy we see show up is Lamar Jackson, guy who's getting paid $260 million. The next guy we see show up is Derrick Henry, who has absolutely nothing to prove to anyone. He doesn't have to show up to OTAs in April, but he did. And the next guys we see show up are Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely.
Nelson Aguilar was there too.
Yeah, Aguilar. Yeah. I mean, like, meanwhile, Bateman's posting highlight clips of himself in fucking Arizona working out with a coach, like his own personal coach. While
I would assume that was strategic.
His entire team is at the facility working out together, and he is posting clips of himself. What the fuck, dude? This is year four. You have 2 weeks until your fifth year option deadline is up, and you're posting clips of yourself in Arizona while your team is in Baltimore at the team facility. So,
if I'm wrong, but didn't a certain other first round pick who we ended up trading for a first round pick do something similar?
Yeah.
So people again want to talk about, like, you know, how do you know Rashad doesn't want to be here? He's telling you himself he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, it's just like, I don't know.
I'm very happy.
I'm done with him. I'm done with him. And no matter what happens, I don't care if we trade him for
four. Hey, we left something out too. What about when Marlon said they moved his locker?
They moved his locker. Man. Yeah, yeah. The moving and shaking. Now, Trippy. Me and Trippy happen to know where his locker is now.
Not in the locker room, or
no, it is in the locker room. We know exactly where it is, right, Trip?
Unless it's next to Lamar's, I'm not interested in where it is.
No, we know where it is.
And it's beside somebody. It's beside somebody that I'd rather take his spot.
Yeah, but, same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did they group them by position up? Is that
yes,
the...
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
And they're probably in number order, so he's probably like between Zay and Nelson. Am I on the...
Pretty much nailed it. Yeah, it's very cool.
Near Zay.
Well, yeah, he's not near Zay. He's pretty close to... He's next to Nelly, though.
I also, again, Marlon puts anything on social media, I don't trust it for a fucking second. That guy's looking for a rise. He's a troll.
But it's not unusual, I don't think, at the beginning of a season like this, before they draft rookies and everything, to reset the lockers like that, because they're probably going to reshuffle everything once the rookies get drafted. But
we could start some waves here and say that, you know, the people who used to be next to requested he be moved because he had bad vibes. So
yeah. But my big thing is this: I don't give a fuck if he's part of a trade to get another wide receiver, or if we trade him for a fucking a mop. I don't give a fuck what we do with him. I want him gone. I don't give a shit what we do with him. I don't like his vibes. Like, this team, to me, we got a lot of guys who are on the same page, and I don't like having somebody like him who, to me, just gives off these waves, these vibes that They're very selfish. They're very.
I'm okay
they're,
with
they're,
Bob. Like
they're not in sync.
Like he don't give a fuck.
They're not in sync with the team. Just to
play devil's advocate here, the selfish vibes in a contract year might be okay.
No,
and I'm just saying that if there is a year that you know maybe he can put more together than he has in the past, it's the contract year. And if it comes down to a conditional seventh or we ride it out for a year, I'm okay with riding it out for a year. I don't like the guy. He's going to be on the Ravens, so I would live with him being here and wish for his success if it helps the team. But end of the day, I'm like done with him. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have his back.
My
on the team?
I think it wouldn't shock me if he ends up being here. If we see a lot of camera shots of him standing on the sideline with a sad face with like a one of those like cape jackets on watching everything happening. He's like the sixth wide receiver. He's like buried and not being used.
No, because that hurts the comp pick formula.
So
comp pick formula is the AAV of the next contract you get and the percentage of snaps played on your side of the ball.
I mean, I get all that. I get all that, but at the same time, if your quarterback doesn't trust you and you put that guy on the field, he's just a fucking waste of space.
Yeah, but EDC loves comp picks more than probably, you know, a lot of things in this world. So I wouldn't
be
shocked.
But you know what he loves more than comp picks? Production.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to throw him out there and not throw him the ball like he could be a decoy, that's fine.
Yeah, but what he would love more than that is to sign a guy or draft a guy and put him out there and get way more production out of that guy than he pays him.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying, if he's around, like, whatever, I don't, like, wish any... You know, I don't want him to like go out and drop passes because I still want the Ravens to win games. But
no. That's what I want. Yeah. Not what I'm saying. I want him to sit on the bench.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I just want to win football games at that point. So if he's here,
exactly.
Whatever.
No, exactly. If he's here, I want him to sit on the bench because I want to win games because I don't think he contributes at all. I don't think he really adds anything. I think everything he does, Nelly does better. I think if we draft someone like Xavier Legette is, I don't know. 1 million times better than Bateman. I think he is an alpha and Bateman is a fucking zero.
So do I hold Will accountable for past takes or do I let that slide? Because I kind of agree with it. I don't know. I'm going to leave this up to the panel. Because last week I was told that J.J. McCarthy has played less snaps than Stetson Bennett in the NFL, so therefore he can't be better than...
No, I'm just saying as a human being, Xavier Legette is a fucking like a wild beast. Animal who will fucking like kill or be killed, and Rashad Bateman, when faced with those same circumstances, would like curl up in a ball on the ground and be fucking murdered.
No, okay. I mean, that's fair. I think we are mostly on the same page here. You have a much more deeper seated hatred for Bateman than me, whereas I'm just kind of like, I'm over it. Like,
I just feel like he's betrayed me because I was so much on his side. He's betrayed me.
Yeah, I've just given up on caring. Like, he doesn't care, so why do I care? You know what I mean?
I'm just such a loyal guy, and I really feel betrayed by him.
And you know what? Hey, Drew, maybe that's how I'm starting to feel. Like, they call you super fan, you take out for the players and shit, and then they just basically stab you on your back. You feel me? You ride for them, and then they get mad.
You spent a whole season on this podcast telling Will and I to, you know, fuck off and leave your boy alone, and that he was going to come around and he was going to score a touchdown here and there. And then he blocked you because you asked how people thought of him. So he has personally betrayed you. That's fair.
And it's funny because if I came on here and be like, yeah, Bateman going to score this week, y'all was laughing at me.
We did. There's plenty of clips of it of you'd be like, Rashad, anytime touchdown, and we'd fucking laugh at you. I mean, you had his
night.
Yeah, you had his fucking back, and none of us did. And all of a sudden, he takes it out on you. Fucking wild move on his part.
It's cool, though. I want his ass up out of here.
So actually, speaking of wild moves, I think I got a nice transition to our next one. Anybody see that Deshaun Watson has joined ISIS recently?
Yo, yeah. I was...
He's part of a sex trafficking ring now.
So he's not hacked, right? That's real?
No, that's real. Not, actually, that's you haven't seen it because...
No, I've never tweeted the guy in my life and he fucking blocked me. I mean, I'm sure I've tweeted horrible things about him and he probably name searches.
But you haven't seen it because you've been on your phone since I saw this, but there's like the... There's an account, and it's like a real account called NFL Arab. I guess it's like the Arabian
is this,
NFL
are
account.
We, is this like a Dove Kleiman deepfake going on here? Like, are we sure this is real?
No. So Gab insists it is real. It's Deshaun Watson dressed in like traditional Arab garb. Okay.
Well, so we said this
like,
before.
It's like seven videos of him dressed in this attire with like Saudi Arabian princes and shit.
This is horrific to joke about, but like we've, you know, that culture feels the same way about women that Deshaun Watson does. So
absolutely.
Like, I can see him being there.
Yeah, no fucking shit. He took a goddamn vacation to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, if there's like a live golf equivalent of the NFL, Deshaun Watson would be facing that 100%.
Yeah, no shit. Like, hey, buddy, you could have gone to like the UAE or something if you wanted to go see the Middle East, you know, like go to fucking, what's it called? What's that place called where they have that tall building?
I have no idea.
What is that place called? Dubai. Go to Dubai.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just said tall building. Like, that's the most.
It's the tallest building in the world, I'm pretty sure.
Go to that place with the sand. Like, that would be your next, you know.
No. The place, like, it's got the tallest building. It's the tallest building in the world. Oh, shit. Orioles are going, man. Orioles are coming back.
What was it, 7-1?
No, it's 7-3 now.
Wow.
They got a lot of coming back to do.
It's the fifth inning. They got plenty of time.
One outs left. Jackson Holiday have any hits yet?
Wasted with the 7K. Oh, excuse me.
Seven Ks and seven earned runs.
I mean,
runs. Six Ks and seven earned runs.
Jackson Holiday got a hit. Hey.
Hold up.
Wow. That's breaking news. I'm surprised Will didn't interrupt the podcast for that. That's a rare occurrence.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Holiday got a hit and a run.
You're going to regret that because it doesn't happen too often, missing that.
Turn solar it around. Clip.
See, Holiday, Jackson coming along. That's a player where though you'd be like, you know what? Even if shit go bad, next year is gonna be his year.
Yeah, until he's 28, and then you're like, oh, this guy sucks ass. Let's trade him.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah, and in 8 years when he sucks ass, you guys are gonna be whining about him. That's how Orioles fans work. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so I mean, we have Deshaun Isis now, which is a pretty wild development. Kind of
it's wild, but also predictable, right? I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the
Browns can sell him to Saudi Arabia.
I think maybe the Browns sent him on this little pilgrimage because the Browns, I think, are looking for ways out of this contract.
If he gets locked up overseas, it's tough to get out of jail over there.
Well, I think it's more this. The Brown, like, he has a gigantic cap hit this year, and they have made no attempt to restructure it because the more they restructure it, the longer they're stuck with him. So they're trying to keep his gigantic, disgusting cap hits intact now so that as time goes on, they can get out of this contract with dead cap hits they can stomach. Because I think like right now, if they were to try and like cut him, the dead cap hit would be like $128 million, something like insane like that.
It'd be the single largest dead cap hit in NFL history, surpassing Russell Wilson almost twice.
Right, exactly. So I think if they get to like 3 years down the line, then they're in the range of like a manageable dead cap hit of like something in the 20s.
Has Andrew Berry paid somebody to go slip like a weed pen in Deshaun Watson's luggage?
Right. Or maybe they're sending him over there so that like the NFL, you know, Middle East or like some, you know, some offshoot thing. It's like Deshaun Watson is like the face of that, you know, new entity. Who knows?
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, shit, he's stuck in the Middle East. We can't pay him this.
And the NFL is like, oh, okay, well, we'll let you void the contract. And we're going to take that. We're going to wipe that all that dead money off your salary cap so that you can gift that player to this new league.
I mean, if anybody's in bed with ISIS, it's Roger Goodell. So it makes sense that he could deal with them.
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe Zone 32 has kind of cracked the case here, but
I'm still thinking they're trying to get him arrested. That's my thought process.
It's one of the two things. Like it's one or the other, but there is no like he's talking about like, oh, I went on vacation to Saudi Arabia. Yeah, Americans go on fucking vacation to Saudi Arabia so frequently, right? It's like a hostile state. It's not a great place to go.
I mean, they financed 9/11. Probably gonna get killed for saying
they killed 3,000 Americans. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, people don't forget, but
there's literally the slogan of 9/11 is never forget. Yeah, we didn't forget that.
I didn't forget the redacted pages out of the 9/11 Commission report, but this is not loose change. This is Zone 32, so we should probably get back on topic here. But
Coach G is not wearing his tinfoil glasses today.
Jet fuel don't melt steel beam, boys.
I should have had the tinfoil.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had like an Alex Jones speech prepared, you know.
It's fine.
Going from one horrific human being to another, we have the top 10 of the O.J. Simpson memorial list. So
that's right. It's time to finish it. Grant has the top 10 of the 32 O.J. Simpson 32 big black cock list. 1 through 10. So Grant.
Are we going to get banned on YouTube for saying cock?
Take it away. No, of course not. Are you kidding me? They get banned on YouTube for saying that.
Big ballers class here.
Big board class.
So big board class. So 10. So yeah, we already covered everything else. We're going 10 through 1 today. So 10, I got Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. Explosive athlete, throws the ball well down the field at intermediate routes, but he doesn't protect himself. If you watch his film and stuff, man, he scrambles, he's fast, he runs well, but man, does he take some shots. And he runs straight up. He doesn't protect his body, doesn't get down, doesn't get out of bounds, and he takes some pretty heavy shots. I think it was against who'd they put? It might have been Georgia, Alabama. He tried to jump through the middle and got smacked right in the chest.
Like a Tyler Huntley?
I mean, worse. But he's very talented. So, like, the ceiling's there. So, in a class of where, you know, there's an urgency for some teams to go quarterback, you know, that's why he's essentially projected in the top three right now. But I think – It's too many teams reach on quarterbacks now that it's hard to value a quarterback or see what a quarterback's actual value is because so many teams overvalue them and they pretty much mortgage their, you know, their future on everything. So he's number 10.
I'm gonna mark this as a protested pick and we can get into why it's a protested pick later. But you know exactly why before you even get to that point. So
I know because you know somebody's not ranked.
No, well, not even that, but it's who you're putting ahead of Jaden Daniels is who I'm going to, you know, pair this protest with. So.
Oh, man.
That was coming.
I'm protesting Jaden Daniels being at 10 because he should be higher. And I will tell you the exact spot when Grant gets to the point where I want to switch him. So,
no, continue. It's not going to happen. But it's a 9. I got Troy Fautanu inside. I have interior offensive lineman. He's a bulldog. He's got a weird build. Like, people are projecting him as like a tackle, but I think he would be a Pro Bowl left guard. He does a lot of things.
This is the guy from Washington, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And he's a mauler. He can play tackle, but I think in the NFL he's best through the guard, just his build. He's got a lot of good quickness to him, a lot of power. He's a tough guy he's one of those guys that's, you know, gonna annoy you. Like, I could see him, you know, like I said, essentially a Pro Bowler within his first NFL.
It would be weird to me to see him play tackle. I think he just body type would be strange to see him play tackle.
So Grant, for wide receivers, is all about don't get caught up in the, you know, prototypical build of a guy. Like, wherever Tony Fontenot plays on the line, I'm good with it. He's just got that killer instinct, whatever, mauler instinct. And if he fits in at right tackle for you, left tackle, fucking any of the guard positions, fine. Just let the guy play.
I get that. It's just, you know,
doesn't fit the mold of a tackle.
I'm used to seeing, I would be shocked to see him play it. Now, if he ends up playing there and does well, I would not be surprised. It's just what I'm used to seeing. He doesn't fit it. So
he's a guy that I'm throwing out the mold, stereotype, whatever you want to call it, for position size.
I think he'll be a fucking killer inside.
Yeah. So my thing is, and like Drew said, like, I'm one of those people that's like, not, I don't care about size essentially, but with him, it's his structural strength and what he does well is why I think he translates to a guard.
Is he a little bit shorter or maybe undersized for a tackle? Yeah, probably. But if you can stop the guy in front of you, then what does it matter? But I just think for his specific skill set and what his athleticism allows him to do at his size and his build, he's more inclined to be a guard.
Jackson Holiday has just turned two to end an inning, so fuck you, Drew.
I never said anything about his defense. It's his lack of ability to hit that's concerned. So.
All right. Well, he's got a hit and scored a run, so suck a dick.
Number eight, we're talking football here right now. Number eight, Drake May, quarterback.
Okay, so this is my protest. I'm going to put Jaden Daniels at eight, and
I strongly disagree with this too, because Jaden Daniels is way better than Drake May.
No chance. Yes. I've watched every single snap that he's taken.
He's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's definitely better than Drake May.
I've watched.
Grant, if you've watched every single snap that Drake May has taken,
I'm talking about his translation to the NFL. That's what players' rankings are. Is
poor footwork, poor decision making.
You're reading a Mel Kiper or a draft report. I've watched every single snap he's taken. He makes off platform throws. His accuracy is insane. He throws down the field accuracy. He improvises on plays. He's had a bunch of crazy, insane touchdown plays, like last year where he switched hands and threw it left-handed and ends in for a touchdown. Like, he's a guy that's a playmaker. And if he ends up in Minnesota, that's going to be the best place for him. Like he's going to completely light it up with Justin Jefferson. But his biggest thing that's going to translate the most is his accuracy. People can say what they want about him as far as he doesn't show up in the big moment or whatever, but you got to remember he's playing at North Carolina. Like, it's a growing program.
If he was that good, he would have hit the transfer portal and went to a school that mattered. He's not that
good. No, he's loyal.
Not that guy. Just not that guy.
Give me a loyal leader. Do I think he came out a year early? Yeah, I do. I think he should have stayed one more year for his redshirt junior year. But, I mean, he's ready. But I think
he's not ready. That's the problem.
I think he could have grown even more. He's a lot of Josh Allen vibes, but more accurate. He doesn't have the arm, but he's, essentially a lot more accurate, which isn't really saying much, to be honest. But
Josh Allen wasn't good until they paired him with an all-pro wide receiver. So basically what you're saying is that Drake May needs to sit for a year, learn how to play in the NFL, and then be paired with an all-pro wide receiver to do anything in the NFL.
He'll have one of the better rookie seasons.
I promise you that J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels will be better than him. Their rookie years. I promise you that.
All right. Well, we'll revert back to this.
And probably Michael Penix too, because I'm assuming Michael Penix is going to go later to a better situation. But
again, we'll review this, at the end of the season.
I might even take Bo Nix over him.
You're drunk.
In year one. Oh, in year one, not overall.
Anyways, I have Latu, the edge from UCLA. He's my number one edge in the class. This is kind of a weaker defensive class, essentially. I mean, corners, I think, are pretty deep, but there's no, top 10 corner this year. But
injuries concern you with him or no?
Huh?
Does his injury history concern you?
No. I mean, no. What I watched him do this year was just he's so high IQ, too. Like, he does a lot of things. He can impact a game kind of how J.J. Watt does for Pittsburgh, to where he'll drop in coverage and pick a pass off. He'll exceed on the edge as a speed rusher. He'll kick inside on a stunt. Like, he's strong. He's athletic. He's got explosiveness. Like, he checks all the boxes for a pass rusher. I think, personally, that he's head and shoulders above, Jared Verse and Dallas Turner. And that's just for what I think he's capable of being. Not saying that they're bad players. They're obviously very good players, and I like them a lot. But I think Latu is – he's a game changer, and like I said, his high IQ is something that is very underrated when finding an edge rusher that you want to build your defense around.
That's no protest on that one. He's very good. I just his medical red flags are, give me a second thought on
him. Let him fall. Let him fall.
I don't think he gets past 16. I do not think Latu gets past 16.
No, I mean, it just makes too much sense too if he's there. Yeah. Number six, I got Roman Dunze, wide receiver, Washington. He's a complete wide receiver. He's an alpha guy. He's 6'3". You watch him play and you wouldn't think he's 6'3", the way he moves. Elite hands, route runner. I mean, he's a total package. I think
he's another one that I think he's going to be good wherever he goes, but he could make an immediate impact in the right situation.
There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk about him going to Chicago with Caleb Williams and fitting him with DJ Moore and what's his name?
Keenan Allen.
And Cole Kmet. I mean, what a fucking crazy skill position group that would be.
I can't think of a situation he would go to that would be bad for him. So
that would be a great, okay. Never mind for him, for Caleb Williams, that would be an insane situation.
Well, I think that if Atlanta stays at 8, I think that's where he goes.
Right, because Chicago's got 9. So
yeah,
if he slips past Atlanta and Chicago gets him, Chicago is going to be fucking loaded.
So are we functioning under the idea that the Cardinals take Harrison Jr. at 4, the Giants take Neighbors at 6, and then it would be, you know, I don't know, someone 7, 8, 9 is where you're going to see Odunze go.
But I think, I mean, it really depends. I mean, there could be some shit that shakes up the top 5 big time, and I would.
Titans could be an interesting team to potentially trade down and shake shit up.
And I also don't think, you know, I don't think it's out of the question for the Giants to take a quarterback so he could fall.
Definitely not. So Giants are interested in a quarterback, and I would say. Keep an eye on the Bears with Fashanu, because Caleb Williams and him have that connection back from high school.
Yeah.
And they need a tackle.
You just spent that pick on a quarter on, you know, your quote unquote future quarterback. So right. Yeah.
And they have a connection, and he is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Alt is the guy, but once you get past Alt, he's probably the second best tackle in the draft.
I like Fuaga, but he's definitely up there.
He's up there. So and Caleb Williams, if he has any say in it, is gonna want his guy. So
yeah. Well, that leads me to my next guy, number 5. I have Caleb Williams. I'm not nearly as high on him as everybody else. I think he's the clear cut best quarterback in the draft.
Mentally weak.
He's got great confidence, but a lot of the things that people praise him for and a lot of the throws he makes, you got to remember the supporting cast he had around him, for one. And I know that's not like his fault, and that's a benefit to him. But a lot of the off-platform throws that he makes, he's not going to be able to do in the NFL. No. The throwing across the body.
Sounds a lot like Drake May.
You're nuts. Drake May is much more accurate.
So Drake May can make those throws, but Caleb Williams can't.
He doesn't. Drake May doesn't throw back across the field.
All right, so let me give you guys a first-person account. I watched this guy play, and you can look it up. Type in the best high school football game ever played on YouTube. Caleb Williams 2018 game, WCAC championship game against DeMatha will pop up. They were down 21 points with, I think, 2 minutes and 21 seconds or something like that. It's like less than 3 minutes to go. It was a crazy fucking game, and a lot of it was, I mean, obviously with football, weird shit happens, but he was a sophomore at the time, and when I watched him play that game, I was like, this guy is going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft in a few years. That doesn't mean he's going to be the greatest NFL player of all time, but I knew he was going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft when I watched him play that game. He reminds me a lot of Justin Fields.
The taller Kyler Murray.
Well, that's kind of what Justin Fields is too. So
yeah,
he reminds me.
I think he's a good quarterback. Like I said, he's you know, the top.
The crying on the sidelines to his mom.
Those are things I didn't see in 2018, obviously. But just from what I saw watching him play in person on the field. And this is in 2018. This is before a lot of his development. What I saw from just a raw talent standpoint, this is a guy who moves well, big arm, Huge arm.
Oh, he's got a cannon. That's yeah. Not nobody ever said that.
Huge just, arm.
He's not. I don't think he's as accurate as people no. are portraying him
good,
to be.
Good, really good vision, but also, he will make decisions that are questionable. So he will throw across the body, throw across the field, throw downfield, and get, maybe trust his receivers too much at times. But again, if he ends up in a position where he has Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, and maybe Odunize, then maybe he can trust them. I don't know. But he's a guy, I think, who, putting the red flags aside that we all know exist, and you know, who knows if those factor into how he plays or not. But he could be really, really good as a pro.
I don't think he's a generational guy that they're saying he is. And if I,
who's
I
mean, the last quarterback polls, that I had
keep,
that?
I keep Justin Fields and I trade back the first round or the first overall pick. And
no,
I can build
his closest but. Comp to me, and I've said that I've said this since he was a redshirt freshman, basically. Since he left high school early, went to Oklahoma, and was behind Spencer Rattler. I said,
and he cried about that, and I don't like that. Like he said yesterday on a podcast that he, one of the big reasons he transferred, he was mad that he didn't start right away over Rattler. Rattler was just pretty sure he was offensive player of the year in the conference. Yeah. So,
That video of him sobbing into his mother's chest is the worst visual I've ever seen
that,
in my entire life.
Like Drew, I think, watches that video every night before he goes to bed.
Anytime I see somebody say about it. Caleb Williams is a generational talent, I just remember him sobbing into his mom's chest and her covering his face with a sheet of paper.
And then the dress picture really put it over the top for you.
That was kind of funny, actually, to be honest. Yeah. But if he shows up on the draft stage wearing a dress, I might have more respect for him.
Yeah. Well, then he did troll. He did troll and said like something about like him and his girl's dress at the draft is gonna like.
Yeah, he took that idea from me because I posted the Young Thug album cover.
Yeah. So, but I've been saying since he went to Oklahoma, to me, his closest comp is Justin Fields. Now, you think about that and the way Justin Fields has played in the NFL, and it's not a great, like, okay.
Who are our last three can't-miss generational quarterbacks? I can think of three off the top of my head.
I would never say that he's a can't-miss. All I'm saying
but,
is
– But the
to
world
me,
has anointed him one.
Right. I'm not anointing him. All I'm saying is, to me, the closest comp – talent-wise, is Justin Fields. I still feel like Justin Fields is a guy who, you get him in the right hands, he has a very high ceiling, and I think Caleb Williams has that same ceiling, but I think Caleb Williams is actually further along than Justin Fields is. Like, Justin Fields, I think, relies too much on running. He's like a run-first guy. And
so my point, I was our last three generational guys were Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, and now Caleb Williams. I would say those are the three guys that were anointed, you know, in their freshman year of college that they were going to be a future first overall pick. And they all have the same flaws. They have, you know, great physical arm talent and throw the ball a mile, you know, but they're dumb with the football. And I think that, you know, you saw what happened with Andrew Luck, that he ended up retiring because he was getting hit too much because he'd hold on to the ball for too long. Try to make that fucking hero play and can't do it. Trevor Lawrence makes his fair share of stupid decisions with the football. And I think you're going to run into the same problem with Caleb Williams.
Based on what we saw, especially this year, you would be right. I guess we'll see what both you and I observed this year is USC had no defense.
Yeah.
No. So that probably factored in to a lot of the what was going on the offense, but that doesn't necessarily factor into the play-by-play decision-making by the quarterback. So, I mean, you certainly could be right. I'm not going to sit here and defend Caleb Williams' decision-making. I'm not like a Caleb Williams, like, you know, dick rider guy.
You don't treat Caleb Williams like Grant treats Drake May.
No, we went to the same high school, but I'm like 50 years older than him. So, like, you know, I don't care. I'm just saying,
Will
like,
Will would show up to games with his Letterman jacket, and, you know, part of the booster club.
I watched him play one time in person. I was very impressed.
It's way funnier if we picture you like 3-year Letterman.
No, super impressive athlete. You know, I would say, as far as what I've seen in person, one of the most impressive football players I've ever seen in my life.
That's because Will's never seen Lamar Jackson play in person.
No. I'm saying at the high school level, this guy was like unbelievable. Just jumped like off the field, like it was like watching a fucking like grown man play against kids. It was crazy.
Fair. All right. I think we've slandered Caleb Williams enough. Grant, what's your four through one here?
Four. I have Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. He's generational. He's a generational tight end. We've seen it since his freshman year in the national championship game. He's just a receiving nightmare. He's a massive human being. Like, he's got Gronk capabilities, but he's a better receiver, if that
and
makes
I'm
sense.
And I'm sure that he's not retired, which
well,
Gronk was.
No surprise that Coach G, who was drafted number 25 in the 2018 draft, is putting a tight end at his number four overall.
Look, you're talking about a guy that, if you're talking positionless football, like, I mean, he can flex out. He's a flex Y. He can inline, he can block, he can run vertical.
He ran a few times out of the backfield too.
Successfully.
Like
tight end. You know what's the funniest thing about this guy? When they show him when he's not playing football, he's like a fucking dork.
Yeah.
He can play football. That's all I care about.
He's such a dork.
He looks out of place anywhere.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Greg Roman took him at five. So
I think that Jim Harbaugh I don't know. That's not a Jim Harbaugh pick. That's a Greg Roman pick.
Jim Harbaugh is going to sell out and take every single Michigan player.
Yes, he should.
Well, and
that,
I mean,
that is what's going to happen. He's going to draft every Michigan guy. He has your Michigan. You're like dumb fake Michigan mock draft, Drew. Like, he printed it and he's like, holy shit, this guy fucking figured it out. And he's going to do that exact fucking thing.
He's going to take Mikey Sanders still fifth overall.
But isn't there only tight end Hayden Hurst?
Yep.
So I mean,
and does Hayden Hurst know what he had for breakfast yet, or is that a problem not solved?
It's the same thing he had for lunch and dinner. It's fucking cream of wheat. It's all he can eat.
Yeah. Does he know what day of the week it is? Like, are his memory issues under control? I don't know.
I don't mean number to three, I have Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. I just put fast twitch freak.
So you've come around on Nabers over Odunze now?
I think I like Odunze personally, but I think Nabers is – he's got a higher ceiling.
Better NFL prospect. I agree.
Like, he's an absolute dude. He's another alpha. Like, he's another guy that he's aggressive down the field. He's fast. He can run great routes. He does all the things well that you want. He's probably more of either a slot or a Z than an X, but he's still, you know, got good size to him. He's built well. He's a strong receiver. But he doesn't play like a strong receiver. So that's the dangers with him, is the combination of the size and speed and the strength. And he's a massive playmaker. He's going to make somebody better day one.
Agreed.
Yep.
Well, let me guess at 2-1 here. I think you're going to go MHJ2 and you're going to go Alt 1.
Yep. So 2, I have Marvin Harrison Jr. He's a generational talent. I mean, I'd use that on Brock Bowers, but, you know, same with Harrison. I mean, Nabers would be the top receiver in the draft. And I mean, it would be – you'd be talking about them as, you know, probably one of the more or better prospects to come out the past few years. And, you know, Harrison gives me massive Justin Jefferson vibes. The way that he plays down the field, the way that he's got elite long strides. He can split defenders. He catches everything. So 50-50 balls makes great. I mean, his concentration and the way he adjusts to the football in the air is at an elite level for a guy coming into the NFL. So his ball tracking is insane. He can play multiple positions if you want him to. Exceeds the route running. He knows how to set up defenders. If you watch him run his routes, he sets up defenders into the routes, and then he knows how to manipulate defenders while he's running his routes. So there's a lot of things that he does that he's so far advanced that normal prospects would be even number one prospects for the wide receiver position. He's so far advanced with what he does as a complete game that he's different, man. He's different.
He plays like his dad, but he's bigger and stronger and faster. And he won't shoot somebody over a quad.
No, that either. Number one, we called it Joe Alt. Offensive tackle, Notre Dame. the dude's just a fucking monster, man. Like, I watched his tape, and I'm just like, he's a wall in the pass game. He's a mauler in the run game. I watched him multiple times where he takes on a blocker, and they try to stunt or something, and the way he moves his feet and readjusts, and he'll push one out, pick up the second one, and he's sitting there blocking two people by himself. But he's just an ultimate wall. He's 6'8", 315, so he's got a little bit of a leaner build, and it's weird to say that at 315, but he's got a good build to him. He's not sloppy. He's well put together. He's athletic. Like, if you're looking at a
– Grant loves that phrase.
What?
Put together.
Put together, man. Put together. But I think that if the Bears were in a situation where they would have kept Justin Fields and had the number one pick, I would think Joe Alt would have to be the number one pick.
Like, to throw out a slight protest here, Ronnie Stanley. That's my only protest.
There's so many examples of great Notre Dame offensive linemen.
Zach Martin.
Zach Martin, Mike McGlinchey, Quentin Nelson. There's so many great offensive linemen.
Quentin Nelson.
Notre Dame's
an offensive line factor. Rest Day Ronnie is an anomaly.
Yep, but I'm just saying that I am.
And
I'm out
and
on.
Rest Day Ronnie just took not a restructure, but he just redid his deal to basically say, hey, Drew and Will and Grant and Trippy and everybody who's been calling me out, you know what? You're right. Oh shit, Gunner just fucking put one about 40 rows deep. Let's fucking go. Actually, you know what?
So just to run back, 10, I had Jaden Daniels, 9, Fontenot, 8, Drake May, 7, Latu, 6, Odunze, 5, Caleb Williams, 4, Brock Bowers, 3, Malik Nabers, 2, Marvin Harrison Jr., and number 1, Joe Alt.
So J.J. McCarthy belongs on the list somewhere. I know why you left him off. I'm not going to argue with you about this.
Because he sucks.
You already know it. You already know you're wrong. You already know you're wrong there.
Because he's not good. That's why.
Drake May does not belong anywhere near the top 10. He is your third best quarterback at best. I'm not going to live with him being your second best quarterback.
You're going to hate it so bad when he has a good rookie
season. He's not going to. If a team's smart, they'll draft him and put him behind. Like, the Patriots would let Jacoby Brissett start and when they pick him, if they pick him 3.
No, they're going to see the dots he throws in preseason. They're going to be like, all right, yeah, that plan's not going through.
Or they're going to be like, oh, wow, this guy fucking sucks. I can't believe we did this. No, shit, we just drafted Mac Jones. Now we drafted this fucking bum. What are we going to do?
And you're going to find every way around being wrong, then it's going to be hilarious. I'm going to enjoy watching you do lose.
Drew, you know what the best thing would be ever is if the Patriots draft J.J. McCarthy, and then you have to be anti-J.J. McCarthy.
If they draft J.J. McCarthy, I'll probably just fucking drive off the Tobin Bridge on my way to work.
Well, then that's the best for all of us. Then you're going
on my way. Instead of going to Fenway on Friday, I'll just drive in the fucking Charles River all that day.
Oh, fuck.
Instead of reincarnating weekly like I do, you're just gone.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out. See,
yeah,
I can't do that.
That would be awesome. Then next week we can have a tribute show for you. We could do numbers.
No, I don't want a fucking tribute show. Don't fucking do that.
It's all right.
We're gonna monetize the fuck out of your
suicide.
Those
episodes where we're dead ass wrong about things.
No,
just couldn't hear each other.
Nope, not a lot. No tribute episodes. I'm just gonna fucking drive my Jeep into the Charles River and just like let myself drown. Maybe I'll put some cinder blocks in the back. Call it a day. Jake dies every week. I'll die for real. None of this fake reincarnation bullshit that Jake pulls. It'll be a completed job. Trippy, are you alive? That's concerning. Mm-hmm. Maybe Trippy.
Right, yeah.
All right, there we go. I was just making sure. We bored Trippy to death.
I was just over here looking at the live back going up and down, like the live. Because I heard when Will went quiet, I was about to say, yeah, that motherfucker over there putting in a live bet. I know who he is.
No, I didn't put any live bets in yet.
Will's donating to FanDuel as we speak.
No, I'm trying to find a funny picture.
I mean, it's crazy, though, because if I would have decided to bet on the Orioles today, I probably would have.
Trippy, what the fuck is going on with your sound, man?
What you mean?
He's walking around his house. He's had enough of us.
What?
It sounded like you were like 10 miles away from your mic, but you're good enough. Like you had your iPad on the table and you were at like a table on the other side of the room. But you're good. All right, so do we get into our mock draft extravaganza here? I give this about four rounds until we're fighting about some random shit, and Jake calls it. But we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how we do.
Will is going to pull up some off-brand PFF up on the screen, and then we're going to argue who the Ravens should pick.
I was doing a funny tweet first. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Shit, my funny tweet derailed me. Hold on.
You guys are, you know, listening to how the magic happens here.
All right, so are we doing seven?
Just set it for seven, and then when Jake calls it, we'll stop. So whatever round we get to.
Damn.
Honestly, after round four, it's either going to be, is there a Michigan guy?
Oh, shit. It already started. Hold on. All right, hold on. I'm going to start it now. Hold on.
We're considering live streaming after the first pick, but I'm not confident in our technological ability. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it's going to go. This would be, you know, point number one. All right, so we're doing no trades, right? Like, we can't just punt on a pick and be like, yeah, I'd trade out here.
Right.
You have to actually pick somebody. Right.
No trades.
I'm just going to preface this by...
Oh, shit. Melanie Newman's on the screen.
Anything Grant says is wrong. I think that we should just accept that as a podcast.
It still say you sharing your screen.
It just says loading.
Hold on.
No, this is nothing.
All
right, I think the Orioles already come back.
Nope.
Hold on.
I still got two more innings, so if they get two more runs, they got a chance.
Wow, well, score 7-5.
Four. They replacing the pitcher.
So if they get two more runs, then they would lose by one. So that would be bad.
I'm just saying that because I keep looking at the odds, how it's dropping to 500, then it was up at 8, now it was at 690.
They're plus 690?
Yeah.
Vegas already told you they're not going to win.
Bro, I know there was so many mad Laker fans last
plus 690. Hold on. I got to bet that. Hold on.
650.
Hold on.
Trippy, what were you saying about the Lakers?
Last night, I know it was a lot of Laker fans mad as shit last night. Yo, they was up by 20 points.
Motherfuck the Lakers. Fuck the Lakers.
I don't watch any basketball.
No, I was saying it like that because by the Lakers being up by 20, right? I wonder what the odds was when the Lakers when the Nuggets was down.
Jamal Murray hitting the game winner over AD, all in his eye and shit.
Why is it not giving me
Here we go.
I don't know. You got Madcastle batting right now. He might take one out.
At one point, Will told me Ryan Mountcastle was going to win the MVP. People forget that.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
Shit is in play. Shit. Oh, shit.
You guys see that?
Oh, shit.
I see your phone screen.
I see your phone screen now.
Oh, my God. How do you fucking organize your apps? Like, fuck off. Oh, that just gave me, like, AIDS looking at that. Will's got all his apps organized in, like, fucking, you know, squares and everything. No. All right, yeah, seven rounds. Do fast for...
to the house.
Why do you have to set up a room?
I have no idea. Hold on. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to create a room. Oh, I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to just
enter solo room. All right, that's it. There we go. All right, Coach G, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, cool. All right,
deny that. Deny that. We're not trading with the fucking Bengals. What is this fucking app doing already? What is this dog shit app, Grant? Oh my God. What the fuck? No.
What is this?
You gotta click reject.
Shit.
Click reject.
What? Oh,
click
shit.
Reject.
Well, I already clicked reject.
I'm still seeing
player pool.
Yeah, this is not showing up on my screen. I don't know what's happening.
All I'm seeing is the trade offer.
Oh, okay.
Yep. One trade offer.
Well, that's already gone on my screen.
It's not gone on the screen. Yep, it's going well.
Here. What the fuck?
It's been some high tech. Now it's all black.
Oh, yep.
Something's happening.
Black screen.
Oh.
Blackout.
Maybe we should have dry ran this before the podcast started.
Hey, you know what? Play us fuck up. It'd be like that.
I'm just saying this is all Will's fault because he's in charge of technology. All right, here we go. All right.
It's our turn. So hold on. Who gets to go first? All right. Trippy, you're not picking, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So
I already know what Trippy's pick would be in this situation.
Well, hold on. Yep. Hold on. I'm going to put my hand over it, but it doesn't matter. You can still see it. So, you have to.
Did you put your hand over your phone screen?
Yeah. I'm trying. Listen, it's all. The fuck?
Oh,
I know what happened. Okay. It's when my phone goes dark.
When technical go sleep difficulties.
Mode. When they go on sleep mode.
Listeners are in sleep mode right now.
All right, Trippy.
Viewers.
Yeah.
you got to pick a number 1 through 5 or one through four. Everybody
don't say
put,
it out loud. Everybody, don't say it out loud.
Everybody put a put a number behind your back. One through four. You ready?
So you said don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud. All right, now name someone. One of us.
Will.
Three.
Was Will right?
Yeah.
All right, that's crazy.
This is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous.
That's wild. Right. Yeah.
I'll take number one. I'm gonna go with. Let me see.
We can't draft the same person.
No, we can't draft the same person. I'm gonna go with Xavier Worthy.
Sorry, motherfuckers. That's a good one.
That ain't bad.
Hold on, I'm gonna write this down too. Hold, I gotta write this down. I'm gonna forget. Fuck, that doesn't have a pen. I'm gonna use my kid's iPad. For this. All right,
who's next?
You guys, go down the line.
Lad McConkey. I already have the best pick, so everybody else can just give up.
Hey, I like that. I wouldn't be mad at that pick either.
Jake or Grant? I don't care what order you're going.
Grant, I'm gonna take your boy Kingsley Suamataya.
Good pick right there.
All right, so Grant,
day one right tackle.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Grant, round us out here.
You already know Xavier Leggett.
Okay, hold on.
Is he on the board?
He's lower.
Yeah, he's probably in the '50s.
I think he is.
Where he's actually gonna get drafted.
Although I wasn't picking, y'all know who I would choose. I'd probably choose
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, since we can't choose the same player. So
I was thinking about Kingsley, and then Jake took him.
Jake, you took Kingsley?
I took Kingsley Suamataya. That's exactly right.
So yeah, that's not bad. I think all our picks not bad. I think if we somehow could get two of them.
They're reasonable.
Yeah. So here was my thing that I was talking about when Trippy was in the spaces, but like the draft is deep at O-line and wide receiver. My biggest fear is that I think, honest to God, there could be a run of 14, 15 wide receivers in the first two rounds. So then if you wait to 62, you're sitting there at maybe a tier three guy. So what's the point of trying to build a receiver room if you're not going to trade and get that kind of guy? But with what we need on the offensive line, I would feel much better at about an offensive lineman at 62 than I would a wide receiver at 62.
Right. There's going to be a run on wide receivers, and there's going to be a run on tackles or offensive linemen at some point, and you kind of have to, like, you know, I don't know what the right word is, like, navigate around that correctly.
Yeah. I mean, you have potentially the second-round tackles could be Kingsley, Paul, Morgan, and Guyton. And I don't want parts of Guyton and Morgan.
Yeah. I don't want Paul either.
He's got he's got some refinement to his game, but man, he could be an absolute
dude. Oh shit, what's going on?
Okay, so we're in our round two. So we're gonna keep the same order, or are we gonna do it again?
No, you keep the same order.
All right.
I'm about to say do it back.
All right, so I'm just gonna go like draft style. Yeah,
like each round we just keep switching and go back to the regular
so
one.
So goes Grant, Jake.
Me,
Grant.
Yeah. All right, then Grant. And I mean, if you're smart, you just go with the first guy on that list, I would think.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Under protest, you wouldn't have taken him without Will saying that.
No, 100% I was. The only other one I was looking at was.
Is Malachi
the one right behind him.
Who Cam Kitchens?
Oh, fuck yeah. He's a dude.
There you go.
Oh, Cam Kitchens is an absolute freak.
Jake, who you taking?
I'm taking Grant's boy, Malachi Corley.
You hitting Corley? Okay.
I like that. Kingsley Corley, Jake.
Scroll down a little bit for me, Will.
Call myself a fortunate soul on that one.
Yeah, you taking Fisk? I already know who Drew's going to choose.
Yeah, I'm going to take Fisk.
I thought you would.
Oh, shit. Damn, I thought she was going to take the person at that.
I was thinking about Roman Wilson, but I already took a wide receiver. I was thinking about Chris Jenkins, but I'm going to take Braden Fisk.
Yeah, I'm going to take Chris Jenkins.
I disagree with both of y'all draft picks.
That's fine. I didn't ask you.
You're too scared to be in the draft, so you're just the number guy.
All right, round three.
I mean, if I was in there, then I guess
Will,
I would have picked the dude Ben.
Yeah, I took Chris Jenkins.
What's his name? Ben Sinat?
He's a tight end. We don't need a tight end.
I know. We don't need no D-tackle. And y'all both decided to choose two D-tackles, so...
Fuck off with all these goddamn trades. What is this app? Goddamn.
Hey, they call it up. Oh, that's a good one right here.
Oh, I see it. I see a few. Okay. Hold up.
I see everybody except for them two D tackles I would love.
Oh man, I see a lot.
Damn, look at this.
But this might compromise my next pick. So
I feel like he can replace Bateman right there by himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna go with DJ James.
All right. I'm gonna take Kieran Amagadaji. How the fuck you say his name?
I think that's Emma.
Yeah, Amagadaji.
No, Amagadaji or whatever.
Yeah, fucking. I was close. Ballpark, right?
Dwayne Carter. Is that the way? Is that?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. Dwayne Michael Carter.
Lil Wayne, son?
Weezy.
Who next?
Jake. That's me. Hey, scroll down a little bit.
Hold up. A M E G A
D J I E.
All right, got it. I mean, there's some good names in here.
Well,
I don't really like nobody else other than Bucky Irvin and all them other.
I mean, what? We go with the dude from TCU, Josh Newman.
Josh Newman?
Josh Newman. Grant.
I say Newman.
You're going to go with Braylon Allen, right?
No.
No?
No.
Scroll down a little bit more.
Oh, shit.
Keep going. All right, go back up.
Oh, Grant's stumped.
The player you're looking for, Grant's probably already got drafted.
Drew took mine.
Yeah, good. You took mine last round, Dick.
Now I'm fucked up because I just saw my guy, and I feel like he's going to be gone when I need him.
Estimate.
Yeah.
Trash.
Good. Sweat's tempting.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it too, but I already took a tackle. So.
Let's be honest though. Like, would y'all want another Texas player? Like, didn't he just have a DUI? Like, remember what happened with the other Texas kid we drafted? So.
Yeah. Sergio Kendall.
Yeah, I think we should stay away from him.
I agree,
bro, that was like 15 years ago.
I don't care.
Shit, it was 15 years ago. God,
no, look, when we get to this point in the draft, I'm with Trippy. Any little thing that pops in your head to say no about a player, you just got to fucking go with it.
Yeah.
The motherfucker was drinking and driving.
He's way down there, but I'm going with Jarvis Brownlee, corner from Louisville.
Well, I like that kid.
Terrible pick. That's fine. Typical Grant.
All them nice players right there. Top 100 kids.
I was thinking about Will Shipley with my pick too, but you know I didn't do it.
If I had to choose, who I would have chose DJ the James. First kid on the board.
You would have went Weezy. I would have respected it.
No, I would have probably went Jalen, the wide receiver out of Washington.
All right, okay. Grant, you're up.
Well, this is a good old mini list right here.
Yeah, you're back up.
All right, scroll down a little bit more. A little bit more.
Isn't Kyrie Jackson one of your guys?
Keep going. No, I'm not very huge on him.
Jesus Christ. How far are you going to reach, man? All right,
pause. Go back up.
Oh, hold on. I know who you saw.
That's some good ass players back. Oh, my God. Yo, I see so many good players.
You're about to grab somebody out from Drew's
clutches. I swear to God, if you do it, I'll fucking kill you.
Go down a little bit more again.
Don't do it. Don't scroll. Fucking, you saw it already. Figure it out.
He went too fast.
Nope.
I can't go him, Drew, because I already got it.
All right, good.
I'm going to double down at receiver and go Javon Baker.
Hey, good one.
There you go.
Jake.
I'm going to follow suit, but I'm going to stick with I'm going with the bloodline. Brandon Rice.
I like
Mason,
that one.
Mason McCormick. Mason McCormick. Thank you for letting him fall. It was a no-brainer pick.
Mason McCormick. Who that is?
He looks like me.
Oh yeah, he looks exactly like.
I have to pick him. Which is,
and obviously, I'm taking Audrey Guesstimate.
Yep,
garbage. Nasty pick.
Hey, I understand the thought. The heir apparent to the king after he's gone.
I don't think he on EDC board.
No, that's fair. I agree. I wouldn't put him on. My
absolutely
board
is 1,000%.
We don't need no Notre Dame running backs, man.
Dude, Notre Dame running backs kill in the NFL.
Kyron Williams was nice last year. Kyron Williams.
Other than Kyron Williams, who are you going to say? Jerome Bettis?
No. They're all productive in the NFL. All of them.
Speaking, Will is a nepotism whistleblower. If you go look at Notre Dame's recent commits, they're all nepotism kids. So just saying.
The highest one.
We had the best draft pick out of Notre Dame, Kyle Hamilton.
Apparently, I'm the one who took the highest guy on this board. So.
Yeah, he did.
Do it. You should have did that pick.
We're up. That was...
Will, you're up first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm going to see if somebody going to select the player I will select.
Shit. Okay. I think we need to go at this point.
I think every player that we draft first name Ray always be like a talent.
You know what? I'm gonna keep it Golden Dome. I'm gonna go with Cam Hart here.
You know all what? Right. That'd be great. Kyle would love
I'm gonna
that.
Go. I'm gonna go Marshawn Lloyd.
Great one. I like that one. Not bad. Tough running back.
We need at least one more running back. So you know,
Jake,
go back up.
Great. Jake, there's a pick here that you have to take. I don't think you have a choice.
I have to take.
Yeah. Given your background on multiple weeks here and similarities between that.
Yep. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Malik Mustafa. Yep, there you go.
It has to be done.
I mean, last name, it seemed like it's like a play like a Raven. Mustafa with the tackle.
Yeah. He sounds violent.
I saw somebody say that he was a good tackler on the timeline. So
he is
in one of my mock drafts.
He's a very good tackler. He comes up and he'll fill lanes in the run game.
I think I'm gonna buy some tape on him when we get off. See what's up with him.
All right, scroll down a little bit for me. I think I already know who I'm getting, but keep going. I want to see.
You're Javon Baker. Javon Baker's still there.
I'm about to say, why he's still on the board?
Because I can't take everyone. I can only take one per. That's why I take the highest. The guy who's highest on the board.
Oh, okay. I got you. My bad.
It's just Grant. Grant.
But you're still
like,
writing them down,
Grant,
though, right?
Grant. Yeah. I'm writing them down. Yes. Grant is a draft hipster. So he's taking guys like he's reaching several rounds deep. That's how much of a hipster he is. He's taking them like three rounds ahead of time.
Grant's like the guy.
Jonah Ellis. Jonah Ellis.
Grant said he ain't trying to miss out. Fuck that. What about that safety right there, Oladipo? See, we need names like that.
Victor Oladipo's brother.
That's his brother for real?
DeMatha guy.
If y'all haven't, Trippy, if you haven't watched Ray Davis, watch him when you get off too.
Bro, I like him.
I do too. On the parlay,
2+ touchdowns every week. Easy money, 120 yards.
He's so quick.
I like that other dude right there.
Will I think this is too.
Is this another round 5 pick?
The last one was 2 round 4s.
Go to my picks. It'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, my picks?
I think we had 2 round 4s.
One
was our own. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's not a bad draft pick
tell
right
you.
There.
I can tell you.
That's a zone 32 mark draft. I love it.
Okay. No, that's up. All right. So go back to player pool. Yeah. I think you're up first, Will.
No, it's Grant.
Oh, it's me again. Scroll down. I want to see if slow down just a little bit, Go up just a little bit.
These are people that probably ain't even gonna make the roster, man.
Give me
I like you right there. That
give
Boston
me Javion Cohen from Miami.
Okay.
Offensive guard.
Jake.
Go back up a little bit. All right. Go back down just a smidge.
Shit.
All right. I'll go with Curtis Jacobs.
Okay, I was going to say, some of these people are taken.
A Penn State linebacker.
Scroll down, Will.
The depth piece. Go hit someone in special teams.
Keep going.
Whoa! Quantez Stiggers.
He was the one I was looking at.
That's a fucking name, man.
We brought him in for a visit.
That's a name.
He didn't go to college, and he went straight to the CFL to make money and play. He did like the basketball European route, and he's an absolute dude.
That might be the wave now.
You know what I'm looking for, so just keep scrolling till you see one.
Yo, hold up! I didn't know he was in the draft. Wow.
Actually, I'll take Jalen Coker.
Blake Watson. I didn't know he was in the draft. He a cool running back.
That's a great pick, actually. How the hell did he make it all the way to this fucking deep in the?
His school. Look at the school he went to. That's why.
I guess.
Yep. I'm surprised ain't nobody say the Louisville running back. I'm surprised ain't nobody say
We have 2 more picks after this, right?
Maybe we can get another.
Yeah.
Because I have a guy I want, but he's not showing up yet. So hold on.
He might be gone.
He's not gone.
I see Yo from Michigan. I like DeJuan Edwards.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
I just reset.
We'll call
this a 5-round mock draft.
That's all right. That's all right. Listen, that's all right.
That's gonna do it for this week's installment. We'll be back to discuss this, that, and the other.
Fucking,
you might get a live. You might get a live stream. You might get a live stream from us. on Thursday.
Chargers fans, Clipper fans are just birds. They're not real.
Hey, hold on. My sixth pick is Aeneas Smith.
All right. Ooh. That's fine.
All right. Keely so Smith. For my.
Hey, you can restart it, Will, and just click through to the fifth.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just do that. Click random people.
That's fair.
Just take the highest ranked player and then call it a day.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
You do slow or something? Remember?
Hopefully next week when I get on the podcast, we could be celebrating. Popping champagne. I ain't going to say his name, but yeah.
Number seven is gone.
There's a new number seven in town. His initials are not running back.
I mean, hey, if you look at it, if we get the running back that Will want from, you know, the Irish, hey.
His initials are after Earth.
I know that Drew has a narrative to uphold here. I get that. I respect that. But just think about it from an unbiased point of view. To have Derrick Henry, to have Keaton Mitchell, to have Justice Hill, and to have Audric Estime all in one running back room, that's a very well-rounded group. All right, hold on.
Yeah, estimate with number seven.
It's your pick. Well,
a dope jersey.
This is me right here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see another dude I like. I think he'd be a nice corner for us, that Willie Drew kid. Y'all ever heard of him?
Shut the fuck up. Don't spoil my picks, dickhead.
Hey, you're picking after Will anyway. He's probably not going to steal your pick.
Yeah, don't steal his pick, man, because I know why he. Well,
yeah, I'm only taking him because his last name is Drew.
His first name, fine. Willie.
I have no other reason to take him.
That's funny. Will be like, well, fuck it, I selected because his first name Willie.
I love this guy's name. I'm gonna take this guy, McCallan Castles. I like having another tight end on the roster. I'm gonna take him.
I would hate for you to be the GM.
Oh, there you go.
What a name.
Willie Drew for me.
Listen. That's the end of this round, buddy. I'm at the end of this round.
But you still say the best player available, though, right?
Hold on.
So what? What do you mean?
That was the end of the round. I got to hit this. It's going to go to the next round. So hold on. Let's see what happens.
So, bro, you picking a tight end because of his name?
Yeah. We're pretty deep.
We're deep in the draft.
Pretty deep, buddy.
Bro, that motherfucker ain't even making the team. That's a wasted draft pick, man.
That's what happens deep in the draft.
Well, I don't think that you're right here. I think that we have to go Jake Grant, and then
the last pick is
You took fucking.
I didn't take Aeneas Smith. That was just because I thought that it was over.
Well, then you went one pick too far.
Right.
You did actually. That is correct.
So, you're the only one select the pick for that.
Also, please connect your iPad because I'm.
That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm doing right now.
So put Aeneas Smith for your fifth round pick. You already
there
did.
You go.
I'll put Aeneas Smith for this round pick. How about that?
Fine. And then you can put whoever the fuck you just took for sixth round or for fifth round. But then we still need Jake and Grant to go to this round.
Yep.
Keep the sanctity of the draft.
And you want?
Oh my god!
I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch it. There it is, right there.
There we go.
You want Willie Drew, right?
Yeah, I took Willie Drew.
Yeah, he took Willie Drew. I'm taking Charles Turner the third.
I was going to say that's 100% a Jake pick. It was either that or Span Ford, and you're going to say something about Henry Ford.
Oh, no, it says DN. I thought I said defensive coordinator for a second.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, what did that say? I can't really see. Like, that's just something I can say. OC. All right.
I think that offensive Grant, guard. I think that Grant is going to take Omar Spates.
Spates going down.
Keep going down.
Take the dude, Drake.
Josh Cephas.
Keep going. Where's he at?
Oh, shit. I forgot he in.
By the way, Sam Hartman.
Gabe Murphy.
Sam Hartman is better than Drake May.
You're drunk.
Oh.
Give me Gabe Murphy.
That is true.
Grant's Gabe Murphy. Gabe.
I like
Gabe. Murphy. You're taking Gabe.
Gabe Murphy.
Gabriel.
But Eddie the archangel
who sits at the right hand of God.
What's that one kid that running back from TCU?
And who also conspired with the devil to kill Constantine.
I hope we get him. The dude Bailey. He tough too.
All right. I took. Who did I take? Aeneas.
I think Yeah, I took the highest ranked guy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Willie Drew.
We gotta get Willie. If Willie Drew get drafted to the Reds, we gotta get him on the show.
So Grant, you're up.
I'm up for the this last is, one.
This, yeah, this is seventh round, right? It's the last pick.
Scroll yep. down.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
I don't know none of these players.
Slow down, slow down, slow down.
Slow down or scroll
whoa.
Down?
Yeah, slow down.
Slow down. Whoa.
I thought you said scroll go up, down.
Slow. Go up slow.
With my eyes.
Hold on.
Oh, shit. Al Blaze, son in the drag and shit.
What did you say?
Keep going. Keep going up. I know he's down there.
You can search names, too.
Can you?
Yeah.
But I want Braden.
Braden McGregor?
Yeah.
I would guess he's gone by now, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think he's down there. Keep going down. I think he's like in like the... If he's not there, I know who I want. But I think he's pretty far. I think Braden's pretty far down.
Well, if you go all the way to top,
there he is.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I just saw
No, him. That's.
Yeah, oh, there it is. Braden yeah. McGregor.
From Michigan?
Yeah.
That's what number he at?
17.
I'm going to check him out. Bro, I ain't going to lie. Yo, there's some cool little offense. There's some cool little weapons in these bottom rounds that I can see the Ravens getting. If,
oh, yeah.
I mean, receiver wise, I like Josh Cephas.
Go back to the top.
Xavier Weaver from Colorado.
Yeah, Weaver. Powell, yeah.
Like,
yeah, Wilkes,
what about
the
wide receiver from Oregon?
We'll scroll up for Jake.
What about Anthony Gold?
No, we lost
one. For Auburn?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, all the way to the top.
Like a, no. My bad. No, I think he went to Oregon State.
All Anthony the way to Gold. The top. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I think he did go.
Jamari Cromer. James Madison.
Yeah, James.
Yep.
Will, for me, search Crum, C-R-U-M. I want to see if you see
that. Okay, hold on. Jamari.
If you took him, I was going to take McGregor.
Dude, we got to get a Michigan kid on our roster, though.
How the hell do I search? Hold on.
See
I want to
make the
sure.
Hourglass or the magnifying glasses, and it says search. If you click on that.
Where? Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, I see. Okay, hold on.
C-R-U-M.
It's the edibles kicking in. There you go. I think I just saw him.
He's what gone.
Jaden Crumetti. How the fuck's he gone? This is bullshit.
I bet he went to the bank. Can we search and see where he went at?
Do you want Jaden Crumetti?
No, I don't. Keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling randomly and stop, and then I'll pick somebody from there.
Al Blades?
Let me pick
that sounds
please.
Cool.
Big Al Blades.
Yeah. Al Blades.
Yeah, and he goes to Duke.
Tez Walker cooked him this year.
That's Al Blades' son.
Tez Walker cooked him this year.
Bub Means.
Bub Means. Wow, what a name.
Yep, that's what I'm
going nice. With. There you go.
See, I see what Will with Will. See, Will, if we was in the war room right now, imagine all of us in here, we would all be fighting this shit because Will want to select a player based off
fuck?
His name.
See, it went away. I didn't do anything. I just put the goddamn phone down. I didn't fucking touch shit.
Don't even think about touching shit.
I didn't do fucking shit.
I just put the fucking phone down.
Damn, it's actually a low scoring playoff game.
Will's going to find a great name here.
EDC,
Storm Duck.
Please,
oh, you
got to
take Storm Duck.
EDC, are you listening to this?
Oh, yeah. Storm Duck it is.
Yeah, he used to play for North Carolina. He transferred.
And then he
all right, I'm out. Him. Hold on. No, I rescind that. North Carolina, I'm out. All right.
Plays for Louisville.
Miles Battle. I want you. Miles Battle. What position do you play?
Corner.
Oh, same. Perfect. All right. Miles Battle. I like it. Yeah.
Trey
North Carolina? No, I don't want you. No. No, thank you.
Well, like the Orioles, right? Catch an L.
DeCorian Patterson. I like that name, too. That's a strong name.
Hold up. I UCF. Heard of him. What school he went to?
UCF.
UCF.
Baylor Cup instead of Cooper Cup.
Oh, shit. Xavier Weaver.
I think that's it, right?
Okay.
Next one.
All right. So, yeah, that'll I think so. Hold on. Let's make sure.
Dang. Kyrie Irving got three threes.
I think Jake took the top ranking.
Yeah, it yep. did.
That'll do it.
This has been a defensive game right here.
All right.
They've been basically hitting each other and fouling each other and missing shots.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to post
steals and blocks.
I'm going to post my mock draft individually because it was better than all of yours. And then,
there you go.
Well, Zone 32 will post the,
yeah, Zoe,
the entire Zone 32
posts the results.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you hook it up, Drew. I mean, Will, make it look a little, you know, Zone 30.
Yeah, kind of like my yep. OJ Simpson, you know, graphics.
Yeah, make it look a little decent.
Well,
you feel me?
Before we get out of here, just wanted to tell the masses and the people, y'all going to know this probably beforehand, but I'm going to shout it out anyway. Zone 32 is on YouTube. Search for us on the YouTube at Zone 32 Podcast. You can see my face and the Wonder Show's in background and whatever the fuck else.
So you know he put us on YouTube Music, right? So that you can't, there's no video attached to it. It's just sound.
Well, that's too fucking bad. I believe.
Nobody wants to see your fucking face is really what it gets down to.
So we live on YouTube right now?
No, we're not live on YouTube right now. Oh. We can extract the files and put them up on. But anyway, with that being said, that's going to do it for this week's installment. We will be back to discuss this, that, and the other. But meanwhile, this isn't going to go well because I got the wrong pair of headphones. It's time for me to die. Oh!
Zone 32.